represents the attitude that should be in all of us. But the thinking being you that was in him, and the thinking was that to hold on to deity and all mankind be lost isn't worth it. Isn't something to be grasped. That's the different thinking than Satan. Satan thought deity was something to be grasped. I will be like God. I will give all to be like him. And Christ's thinking was, I'm not holding on to it. If it costs me to come down and take the sin of the cross so that man can be redeemed, I'll do it. This is the thinking that is to be inside of us. And this is what we're studying. In 1 Corinthians 11, which we'll come to next study, for I receive from the Lord that which I also deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. It is also our custom that everyone hold a cup until all have been served, that we might celebrate together. Cup in your hand represents the new covenant, the gospel part of the Christian life in which we live our life, loving as he loved. In the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Jesus Christ was with a group of 11 men, fishermen, tax collectors, all kinds of men, just 11 of them, and they walked out singing. Let's close tonight in hymn number 35. They will sing verses 1, 3, and 4 of hymn number 35.